The third Ha'ara is moving along in this Braisa. The Braisa ended and it said, Yodei Ledab, a child that knows how to talk, Aviv Melamdei Torah V'Kriya Shema. Father has a mitzvah to teach the child Torah and to teach the child Kriya Shema. Torah Mahi, what does it mean, Torah? Amar Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Mayrasha Kehilas Yaakov. Now the truth is, this is not for today. But just to bring out one lumdus before we start, and that is that all the things that were mentioned in the Braisa are all Medinei Chinuch. A father has an obligation to be mechanech a child. Chinuch means to train. It's like a training period to make sure gam kinyaskin lo yasem imena. Therefore, katan hayoydei l'nanea, chaya belulov. Katan hayoydei l'satev, chaya betzitzes. Katan hayoydei l'shmer tfilin, aviv loikech leitfilin. All these dinim in the Braisa are midinei chinuch. When it comes to Torah, there's a whole nother element that needs to be taken into consideration. And that is, a father has a mitzvah to teach his child Torah. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah says, Kishem she'adam chayiv l'lamed es benoi, kachu chayiv milamed es ben benoi. I skipped the halacha. Noshim v'avadim p'turim mitalmud Torah. Avol katan, a child, aviv chayiv milamed Torah. Father has an obligation to teach his child Torah. She'nemar, v'limadetem oisem es b'neichem l'daber ba, v'shinantam l'vanecha. There's psukim in the Torah that say clearly that a father has an obligation to teach a child Torah. In other words, the chiyuv to teach a child Torah is not just midinei chinuch, to make sure the child learns when he's young, gam ki yaskin lo yosem yimena. So when he's older, he's also going to steig away. It's much more than that. The father has to teach his child Torah because the father has an obligation to teach his child Torah. It's a chiyuv d'oraisa that the father has. It's no different than the father's obligation to do any other mitzvah in the Torah. The father has 613 mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs is Talmud Torah. And a sif katan in Ilchas Talmud Torah is that a father has an obligation to teach a child Torah. In fact, after the Rambam says this, in Halacha Vav, me'emes I maschal of a blulam de Torah, when does the father have this obligation to start teaching his child Torah? Mishayaschal ledaber, melam de Torah tziva lanu moisha, mayrasha upasik rishim b'parash yishma. But the point is that when we talk about a father teaching a child Torah, there's two things to consider. Number one, the mitzvah schinuch. That's a global mitzvah that relates to every single mitzvah in the Torah. And then there's another thing. There's a specific mitzvah as it relates to a father having an obligation to teach a child Torah. It's less about chinuch. It's more about this is a sif katan in Hilchas Talmud Torah. But we digress. So the Gemara says, so child knows how to talk. Father has an obligation to teach him Torah. What should he teach him? So he should sit down and they should start learning lumdus. Like, how do you start? So here's the starting point. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Mayrasha kehilas Yaakov. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Amru le Rabbana le Rav Hamnuna. The Rabbana told Rav Hamnuna, Kasev Rav Ami Dalet Meya Sifrei Torah. You know, Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah during the course of his lifetime. He was a Sefer. And during the course of his lifetime, he had written 400 Sifrei Torah. Amaluhu. So Rav Hamnuna said, can't be. They said, no, I'm telling you. Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. He said, nah, it's not Shaykh. So he said, oh, what do you mean? That's what we heard. So he told him, Dilma, maybe what you heard was that Rav Ami wrote Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Maybe that's what he wrote. He didn't write 400 Sifrei Torah. He wrote Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Tosfos, right there, in Bava Basra, Yadal and Manalef, brings from Rabbeinu Tam. For Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, the Oisnei Pasuk Karu Torah. Meaning, the rumor was that Rav Ami had written 400 Sifrei Torah. It wasn't 400 Sifrei Torah. What it was he wrote 400 times Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. What do you mean? Then it's not Torah. So Rabbeinu Tam said, you know what Pshat is? You know what's the missing piece of information? The Gemara we just learned. Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Because you see that Oisei Pasuk Kari Torah. That Pasuk is called Torah. Kedam Ev Per Gimel the Sukkah. Katan Hayodei Ledaber. Aviv Malam De Torah. My Torah, what is Torah? Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. But the point is, said Rabbeinu Tam, that must be pshat. That's the rest of the story in that Gemara in Masechtas Bava Basra. Because otherwise, the Gemara has no Havana. Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. No, he didn't really write 400 Sifrei Torah. What he did was, he wrote Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe 400 times. Then why did we hear that he wrote 400 Torahs? Zok Rabbeinu Tam, this Gemara, Katana Yedei Ledaber, Ofim Malam De Torah, my Torah, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. So you see, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe is considered Torah. But I'll tell you a Dover Nifla, Vashtet, in Tshuvas Chsam Sofer, and this is in Eruchayim, It's in Simen Kuf Tzadik Zayin. Now this tshuva happens to be a very, very interesting tshuva for many reasons. Hafachba b'afachba dekulava. But it becomes interesting even before you start the tshuva. The shoyl in this tshuva, the one that the tshuva was written to, was the Heilige Yismach Moshe, the Moshe Teitelbaum, the patriarch of the Satmar and the Sigita dynasty. So the Chassam Sofer addressed the Yismach Moshe in the tshuva as follows. He starts off, he says, Tzadik katomar yifrach. Title by him. Tzadik HaTomer Yifrach Kishoshana. And then he goes on and he writes a few lines of poetry related to a Tomer. And then finally, Harehu HaRav HaGoyin HaMefursim Karugas HaBoisim Gan HaDasim Neiro Yor Mahirenu Ramoshe Tomer Neiro Yor of Bezdin the Ehel. But when he said Ehel, that was the city that Yismach Moshe was Rav, he referred to it as a pun, Oy Halecha Ekev Mishkan Oysecha Yisrael. Then in parentheses it says, Baal Shailas Achuvas Heshav Moshe, in most circles better known as the Yismach Moshe. Now it's interesting, he starts the tshuva and he says, Bekari Shem Tamar, I just mentioned Tamar, Rav Moshe Tamar. Tamar is a title boy, which is very much in Yana Deyoma. We're learning the sugis of Kappas tomorrow. But he said, Bekari Shem Tamar, that now that I mentioned Tamar, I'm going to tell you something that was Sarach Ian to me about a halacha related to a Tamar. And the first part of the tshuva is all about Dvash Tamarim, which is one of the Shivas Aminim. Fascinating. So the Chassam Sofer wrote a letter to the Yismach Moshe, whose name was Teitelbaum, which is a Tamar. He referred to him as Rav Moshe Tamar, which my understanding is that's the way the Yismach Moshe referred to himself. Rav Moshe Tamar. And as Rav Moshe Tamar, he said, I mentioned Bekari Tamar. The Inyana is, I'm going to tell you a little bit of aura that I had at Sarachim regarding the Dvash Tamarim, which is one of the Shivas Aminim. It's interesting. I looked this up. This is the only tshuva in Tshuva's Chassam Sofer between the Chassam Sofer and the Yismach Moshe, stating that there are other places where the Yismach Moshe is mentioned. And wherever the Chassam Sofer refers to the Yismach Moshe in a tshuva, he speaks of him literally in the highest regard. There's a tshuva in Tshuva's Chassam Sofer. This is a Chayshe Mishpat Simen Dalid, where the tshuva was Nogeya, a Kameya, and the author of the Kameya, the one that had written the Kameya, was the Yismach Moshe. And it's discussed in that Shuvah's Chassam Sofer. One of the places where the Chassam Sofer discussed, he mentioned the Yismach Moshe. Again, not addressed to the Yismach Moshe, but he mentioned him in the Tshuva. So this is in the Koivitz Tshuvois, which is an addendum to Tshuva's Chassam Sofer. It's in Tshuva Lamidvav. So the Shoyl was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, and he lived in this city of Ehel. That's where he lived, which is where the Yismach Moshe was Rav. Anyways, he sends him a Shaila, and the Chassam Sofer writes to him like this. He gave him a short answer. And then he said, Ad kan dibarti b'loshen chachamim arpe. He says, everything I told you was the answer. Ach ledino loizu aderech. I just want you to know that this is not really the way to do it. Lohavi mi merchak lechem atoy. You have a shayla, you don't put a lot of postage on it and ship it to the other side of the world. Even had you lived in a small city, and there wouldn't have been a lot of people in that city, still, I wouldn't have been so comfortable answering the question. And in fact, the Chassam Sofer writes, right, there's a lot of insight into who the Chassam Sofer was and his hanhagus from the tshuvas. He says, I don't like answering questions to people that live in a city where they have chacham and they can answer the question to. Kiyim laharav mara da'asra. Unless the mara da'asra himself asks the question, if he's hashoyel, said the Chassam Sofer, then I'll answer the question, but otherwise not. So he told this Talmud that had you lived in a small city, a city where there's no one to ask, I still wouldn't have really wanted to answer the question. Umikoshkin, but certainly, ba'asre de primalosoi, shari rav, vigoyin, umin muflo, ken mi fia nishma, enach riusa malai. You shouldn't be asking the question to me, you should be asking the question to him. And he was referring to the Yismach Moshe. That was this rav, vigoyin, umin muflo, ken fia nishma. That's what he was referring to. But either way, fascinating. Hashtag rest of the story. But regardless, in the middle of this tshuva to the Yismach Moshe, it's kedai to see it. It's not such an easy tshuva, but it's kedai to take a shot. But either way, so Toich Dvarav, he started talking about Zoyar, Nusach Svar, Nusach Ashkenaz. This is real classic stuff. And then he says, V'oid rega adaber. So I want to stop for 1 second. I'm going to digress. And I want to tell you something about Shemos. Listen to this line. Shemos HaKodesh. The Shemos HaKodesh, the names of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Heim Pu'ulois Amitios. It's a real thing. And I'm telling you this based on what I saw with my own eyes. May ish my face from a Baal Moifes, Moiri my Rebbe Koyin Sedek Tzatzal. He was referring to Rav Nosson Adler. He said, I saw with my own eyes by my Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler how he was able to be Poyol Moifesim using the Shemos HaKodesh. And he says, besides, you find Chazal. many places talked about the koyach of Shemois. Masha Chazal asku b'sefer Yetzira ubara gavra Yeshaya Omar Shem ubala ba'arza Achi Teufel kosav Shem v'kafat ha'ayma Moshe Rabbeinu killed a Mitzri using a Shem. See, he says you find different places the idea of Shemois. And the Chassam Sofer says, we know Chazal said it, Nemanim Divrei Chazal, and he says, besides, I saw it, Masha Ro'isi be'enai me'ish moifes Moiri Koyin Tzedek Chazal. And then the Chassam Sofer says, a dover nifla, this is vintage. He says, that the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Ba'asur Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, they told Rav Hamnuna that Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah, and Rav Hamnuna said, can't be. They said, no, he wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. So he said, Dilma, maybe what really happened was he wrote Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. And Tosfos brings to Rabbeinu Tam, what does Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe have to do with a Sefer Torah? So he quotes the Gemara, Ardaf, Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, where you find Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe of the Malamdei Torah. That's what it's referring to. But said the Chassam Sofer, I'm going to tell you what I think Pshat really is. I think Pshat is the Rosh brings an Arvei Psachim. Moshe Rabbeinu, the last day of his life, wrote 12 Sifrei Torah. He wrote 12 Sifrei Torah on the last day of his life. The problem is Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Shabbos. So if he passed away on Shabbos, how was he able to write 12 Sifrei Torah? So we've spoken about this, the Ramam Ifano, etc., etc. He wrote it by Ashpas Kulmas. He didn't write it physically, but he was Mashpia the Kulmas. He used one of the Shemois, and by using one of the Shemois Akdoshim, he was able to write it. That's why, even though it was Shabbos, still he was able to write all these Sifrei Torah. So the Chassam Sofer said, I think there's a secret that's hidden in this Gemara right here. Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. That's what he wrote. He wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. But the question was, if he wrote 400 Sifrei Torah, then how was he able to do it? You know what the Teretz is? He did it by Ashpaz Kulmas. That's what he did. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sifrei Torah on the last day of his life, so too, he was able to write Sifrei Torah, and he did it by Ashpaz Kulmas. But where do you see Ashpaz Kulmas? It says, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. So the Chassam Sofer says, the Rosh HaTevis of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe is Tov Tzadik Lamed Mem. The gematria of Tov Tzadik Lamed Mem is 560. The Chassam Sofer says 560 is one of the Shemus HaKdoshim. But it's not just one of the Shemus HaKdoshim. It's the shame of Kuf Samach Sof. Kuf Samach Sof appears in a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perik Tes Pasuk Beis. The pasuk over there discusses the Malach Gavriel. The Malach was Levush HaBadim Asher Keses HaSofer B'Masnav. Keses is Kuf Samach Sof. Kuf Samach Sof is 560. It's one of the Shemus HaKdoshim, the Chassam Sofer says, Ki Yodua. And that's what the Gemara meant. That's where Rav Hamnuna told him. Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. Can't be. If he did, must be it was by Ashpaz Kulmas. How did he say it was done by Ashpaz Kulmas? Torah, Tziva, Lanu, Moshe, the Rosh HaTevis are Tov, Tzadik, Lamed Mem, which is the gematria of 560, which is one of the Shemus, but it's not just one of the Shemus. It's the shame of Kuf Samach Sof. Kuf Samach Sof is the shame of Keses HaSofer B'Masnav. It has to do with Safrus. That was the Shem, said the Chassam Sofer. Imagine, we learned this Rosh Hashbaz Kulmas. Okay, above our pay grade. The Chassam Sofer knew which one of the Shemus it was. He said, no, it was Hashbaz Kulmas. It was the Shem of Kuf Samach Sof. That's 560. And that's the Remez of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. And that's the Keses HaSofer. So the Chassam Sofer said, Ki Yodua. He thinks that's Pshat. This Chassam Sofer appears in one other place. It's in the Chassam Sofer Al Hashas, right here in the Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra. He says, "Velule de mistafino, have amino." Were I not afraid to say this, I would say, "Tov sifrei Torah kosav aydei Ashpaz Hamalach levush abadim asher keses asoyve b'masnav." V'ainu Torah tziva lanu Moshe Rosh HaTevis gematria shem kuf samach sof. That's keses. And then he says, "Ve'ein laharich b'zeh." This is not something that we're allowed to be meirichin. I'm being megala a little bit of what's going on over here. Ve'ein laharich. And if it's ve'ein laharich,